Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Any chance for Billy Joel? All right, there was a newspaper columnist in North Dakota. Her name was Marilyn Haggerty, who has died at the age of 99. And the reason that we are talking about this, the reason that anybody would know her name, is because famously she wrote a review of Olive Garden. I'm not paying the Grand Forks Herald to get into this, but
put it in the chat.
It was in 2012. And that piece got her a lot of attention. She glowed about this new restaurant called, called Olive Garden. She said, and it was described as being unique and authentic, coming from a grandmother in North Dakota. And it got a ton. She famously praised the chicken Alfredo as warm and comforting on a cold day. As I ate, I noticed the vases and planters with permanent flower displays on the ledges, several dining areas with arched doorways, and there is a fireplace that adds warmth to decor. Olive Garden had been around for a while at that point.
Yes.
But
she,
it was newly discovered
to her.
She thought
it was a new place.
And Anthony Bourdain met her. Yeah. I mean, it made her famous.
The place is impressive. It's fashioned in Tuscan farmhouse style with a welcoming entryway. There is seating for those who are waiting. My booth was near the kitchen, and I watched the waiters in white shirts, ties, black trousers, and aprons adorned with gold-colored towels. They were busy at midday, punching in orders and carrying out bread and pasta. It had been a few years since I ate at the older Olive Garden in Fargo, so I studied the two manageable menus offering appetizers, soups and salads, grilled sandwiches, pizzas, classic dishes, chicken, seafood, and filled pastas. At length, I asked my server what she would recommend. She suggested chicken Alfredo, and I went with that. Instead of the raspberry lemonade she suggested, I drank water.
You are a food critic.
She was 86 at the time.
She's such a sweet old woman.
She was 86 years old when that happened.
Oh, that's going to be too tart. I don't want to have the raspberry. I'll have the water.
So people stink. And on Twitter, ridiculed this woman. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
like crazy.
I hate everybody.
That's why it got the attention of Anthony Bourdain, who defended her on Twitter. Yep. And if you remember Anthony Bourdain, he rarely defended anybody. And went onto Twitter and like tried to protect her. And he met with her and he published a book of her columns and wrote the foreword for it. She said, I wrote that column so fast. Just one day, I never expected it. I didn't know what viral was, she said, but that's what happened. And I said to Quentin this morning, I knew this woman immediately when the story broke, because if you've ever watched Top Chef, which is on Bravo, she was a guest judge. And I said, way back in the early days of Top Chef, it was in season 10 in Seattle. She was a guest judge. That was also the episode that featured Chris and Anna Faris when they were married, because they were from Seattle and they were announcing their baby was about
to be due.
Anna,
yes.
What did I just say?
You said Chris and Anna Faris, like he took her name.
Oops.
Anyway. Yeah.
And so you're going to hear the clip, because I said this woman was so sweet, she called it a hoot. So this is Padma Lakshmi. At the beginning of every episode of Top Chef, you don't know how this works, they have a bunch of contestants. You do a quick fire challenge and then an elimination challenge. And they always have a guest judge that comes in, and they brought her in. And this is cute.
I've been writing about ordinary restaurants for more than 30 years. And I wrote a column about the Olive Garden that had opened up in my fair city. Suddenly, all over the nation, there were tweets and somebody told me I had become viral. I didn't even know what that meant. It ended up sending me to New York and a chance to eat in fine restaurants. Tony Bourdain decided that he would like to do a book using some of my writings. It's just been a hoot, the whole thing.
it was adorable.
Been a hoot, dear.
But she lived in North Dakota and she didn't know what Olive Garden
was
before
for her.
That.
For Grand Forks, maybe Olive Garden is fancy. I mean, why are people such jerks?
They really were. Of the old woman.
Yeah. I mean, even if she wasn't aware of them making fun of her, the universe is.
Yeah.
And it's judging you.
Yeah.
Jerks. Olive Garden is part of the Darden chain of restaurants that also operates Red Lobster. There are about 700 restaurants, including 4 Olive Gardens in North Dakota's major cities. Olive Garden has gained a following since 1982. So she knew it was a chain, but she was just excited.
It was there for the first time.
And then people made fun of her because they're jackasses.
Yes. But then she got on a Top Chef and she got to eat in all these restaurants.
She's also written columns about other chain restaurants like Taco Bell and Subway.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah. Are those as poetic as the one about Olive Garden?
I hope she didn't write a 500 word column about Subway.
On my evening show, I used to have a guy come on who reviewed fast food. Like, because my theory was, most people listening to me aren't going to ever go out to a fancy restaurant or anytime soon, but they'll go to Taco Bell or they'll go to Jack in the Box. And I thought that was actually doing more of a service. What this woman is doing is more of a service than going to some fancy 4-star, 3-star. What's a high star restaurant?
4, 5.
4 on Yelp. Restaurant. Yeah.
Anyway, so 99.
Yeah.
She lived a good life.
You think a lot of people die at 99 because it's like...
Because you can't play with Legos anymore.
That's it. That's right.
Yeah. It's
from,
like
from
ages
3
to
99.
99.
What was your actual question?
I'm just going to die now because I can't play with Legos. I'm just going to let death... I'm going to feel his cold hand on my shoulder and not brush it off this time. No, I was thinking, like, I wonder if there's... Because Betty White died at 99. And didn't we look at this one time with Social Security?
Mm-hmm.
It was... There were a lot of people who died.
We went way down the rabbit hole on this one day.
I think, actually, it wasn't 99. They died at 100. Because I think the idea was, I made it to 100 and now I can just die.
It's basically, the idea behind
that. The finish line, and now I'm feeling my legs hurt.
Yeah, the idea behind that was Social Security Administration. Yeah, you discovered that website one day, and we spent so much time on that.
Yeah.
Was that the older, it was about life expectancy. The older you live, the older you are likely to live. The longer you make it, the longer you will make it.
It's the actuarial table for Social Security.
Yes.
That's what it was. Yeah.
But then at some point, it drops off a little bit. At age 110.
110, so just there's no nothing. Yeah,
yes.
it goes down to nothing.
All right. Okay, WLKY had this next story here. This is out of St. Matthews, Kentucky. I like it when we get a new business that we haven't thought to do. Take this sweet thing and choose your toppings for it. And in this case, it is cinnamon rolls. What would you put on a cinnamon roll? Cinnaholic has opened its first Kentucky location. They were featured on Shark Tank.
Okay.
In 2014, you can design your own cinnamon rolls, choosing from more than a dozen topping options. They apparently go way plant-based, using everything. You can put cinnamon rolls on your cinnamon rolls.
Yeah.
Cookies, ice cream, everything is vegan. They are producing more than 100 cinnamon rolls a day.
Well, I was going to say bacon, but apparently...
I'm going to go to their website and see what the options are.
Unless they have vegan bacon.
What are you putting on a cinnamon roll?
I said it. Crumbled bacon. Bacon and cinnamon rolls are good. It isn't Kentucky. I know it's a big thing in Cincinnati is chili and cinnamon rolls.
People have said it's a big thing here. I've never seen it here.
I think Runza has them.
But I've
never had it in a restaurant. I've had it personally. It's fine.
Go to this website. Cinnaholic.com. Because you have to see the pictures and why my jaw is on the floor. They have 20 unique frosting flavors. Go under menu.
I think I gained weight just looking at these pictures.
They have the caramel apple pie. Oh, again, God. So you're starting with a cinnamon roll. And then they top it with fresh apples, pecans, homemade pie crumble, and a caramel sauce. And just for funsies, they're giving you the calorie count. And that one is just under 1,000 calories.
I'm losing feeling in my feet by looking at this website.
The shake, rattle, and roll is peanut butter frosting topped with homemade peanut butter cups, fresh bananas, and pretzels.
I'm looking for the lowest calorie one so far is 730 for the old school, which is just a cinnamon roll.
Okay, so the plain cinnamon roll is 470. That's what you're starting off with for calories. Okay. Here are your frosting flavors to choose from. Almond, banana cream, cake batter, caramel, chai, chocolate, coffee, cream cheese, creme brulee, hazelnut, lemon, maple, marshmallow, orange, peanut butter, raspberry, strawberry, or vanilla. So you start with your frosting flavor. Then you choose your toppings, and we don't have enough time for me to go through all these. Brownie bites, blueberries, chocolate chips, chocolate sauce, coconut cookie dough, graham cookies, peanut butter cups, pie crumble, raspberry jam, sprinkles, walnuts, bananas, everything that you could put on this.
I've never thought that a cinnamon roll needed a topping.
Quentin, you don't like cake. Is this okay? Does this work?
There's so much sugar in all these. I was thinking about
it. That's the point.
I know, but God. I don't like sugar.
Oh my God.
I don't do a lot of sugar. It's like, now some of the like pie crumble, like that would be pretty good. It'd be a different like texture on top of your cinnamon roll. And I think that would make it interesting.
I want the brownie on top of my cinnamon roll.
Yeah.
Cause if you scroll down, then you can see these more closely. Or the bite-sized baby buns, which are the mini cinnamon rolls. They're basically cinnamon roll cupcakes that you can put on top.
The Cookie Monster is 1100 calories. Cream cheese frosting top with homemade chocolate chip cookie dough, chocolate chips, and chocolate sauce. 1,100 calories.
913-586-7798. So they don't have a lot of savory toppings.
Uh-huh.
Make some suggestions here on what they forgot. You can do the Cinna cake. Okay. So it's cinnamon roll in cake form. So think, what's the word? There's a word for that. It's like a big, I can't think what that word is, but Cinna like Entenmann. Entenmann does it, like a big coffee cake.
Think that,
but cinnamon roll.
Oh, I do love coffee cake.
Okay. Available in small, medium, or large. They include a frosting and up to 5 toppings. And aesthetically, this is beautiful. Like they've done a fruit and then a chocolate chip and then a walnut and that, and it looks stunning. How do we get one of these here?
913-586-7. Why do you need one? I mean,
why do I need one?
No. Buy cinnamon rolls at the store and put your own stuff on them. Because the revelation here isn't, oh my God, this place has these. The revelation is, oh my God, you can put stuff on top of a cinnamon roll?
Yes.
I never even considered this.
Like that's never been.
What an American idea. We took something that's already incredibly unhealthy, cost you 700 calories or 430 at its base. And we're just going to make it so much worse somehow.
I wonder how much these cost. That's a good question. It's not on here. I bet this is a lot.
From the text line, 913-586-7798, as far as toppings, cream cheese frosting, nothing else. That's the law when it comes to
boring
cinnamon rolls.
Put something on it. That's the point.
Straight up butter. Let it melt right in. Again, you basic. Powdered sugar glaze.
Guys, get creative. Think about what are your favorite things in the world to eat?
Some sort of like tart jelly, you know, to like counteract some of the sweetness.
Somebody's with me. They said bacon crumbles.
Yeah.
Those are good.
Sure.
Slice of sharp cheddar melted on top.
I know that's a thing. That's a thing with apple pie, right?
Yeah, I've had cheddar cheese on top of apple pie. It did not make it better.
I don't get it either. I don't understand the allure to that. What else goes well with cinnamon? Oatmeal?
Yeah.
Oatmeal cookie?
Yeah.
What else do we put in oatmeal to make it palatable?
berries, like blueberries.
Yeah,
yeah, but that's you're looking to make this as unhealthy as possible.
I want to make it creative. Like, if you were going to give this as a gift to somebody, because this would be a great gift.
From the text line, dunked in coffee until it falls apart.
I like the coffee direction, though. The acidity, because the acidity is going to cut through some of the sweetness.
My mom always, for 8222, says maple syrup. My mom always used maple syrup instead of icing.
Can we do bourbon? Can we do something with bourbon on the cinnamon roll? Like a bourbon glaze?
It's not enough to... That it's,
well, they're from Kentucky.
Yeah, also has to get me drunk.
It's in Kentucky. So do like a bourbon. My brain's going to bread pudding.
Yeah.
What do we put in bread pudding? And that's usually has a bourbon glaze on it.
Like caramelized apples?
Uh-huh.
Mm.
Especially if you get a warm... Bourbon. You get like a warm...
Isn't that one of the toppings?
Yeah,
it's the caramel.
I know. I never know either.
Apple pie. I think I say that word differently every other
time.
Whatever. Vanilla ice cream on a hot roll.
Okay, I like the idea of ice cream.
Has to be hot or it's not right. Breakfast and dessert together.
Do a hot fudge sundae on top of your cinnamon roll.
Oh, my God.
Do a banana split on top of your cinnamon roll. You guys aren't thinking big enough.
How about a cinnamon roll and I put another cinnamon roll on top of it?
Carve out the... Oh my gosh, take your cinnamon roll and take the center out so you just have the outside and then do your sundae on the inside of the cinnamon roll. That's a great idea. Take your ice cream and put it in the center and then get some kind of hard chocolate that like gets hard on your ice cream.
Yeah.
Use the outside of the cinnamon roll.
913-586-7798. If you got more suggestions, text them in 913-586-7798. How can you improve on God's most perfect dessert, the cinnamon roll? That's coming up next.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Coming up, we will talk about Australians' version of Burger King just released a Kansas City Whopper.
Yeah.
What do you think should go on the Kansas City Whopper?
What would go on the Kansas City
Whopper? It's a lot, by the way.
Yeah.
This is massive.
It is interesting, like you said during the break when we were talking about this, it is interesting to see what other countries think of Kansas City.
Yeah. And which they, like, only know because of Taylor Swift, probably, and the Chiefs a little bit.
And it's like, oh, barbecue, yeah, right? And then, well, let's put some tumbleweeds on there, too.
Yeah, which, you know, Australia's pretty good at barbecue on its own, but...
All right, so we were talking about weirdest things that you could put on top of a cinnamon roll.
Cinnaholic is opening in Kentucky.
Which doesn't help us at all, but I feel like we are giving away a million-dollar idea here on the air. Somebody should open this here. What would the overhead be? Not that much. It's dough. It's dough. It's cinnamon.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's icing. It's it. You just have to buy these ingredients and just keep letting people put them on there.
Yeah.
It's not difficult at all. So what is a weird thing that you put? And I believe we're hearing from the stoner community now.
Oh, fantastic.
1122 says, crumble Doritos on top. Don't knock it till you try it. It's sweet, salty, cheesy.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, I'll try that once.
A slice of ham wrapped around it. Here's why, by the way, this is also a great idea.
I asked for it, didn't I?
Is because of you're getting legalized weed. You already have legalized weed in Missouri. It'll be in Kansas eventually.
After I die, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, just around the same time you're able to buy liquor in a grocery store. Yeah. But, you know, the more weed people smoke, the more this idea sounds amazing. You know? Dip it in ranch, says 1122
block.
Again.
Block
this is the
number.
Same. This is the same number that said the cool ranch. It said the crumbled Doritos. Dip it in ranch. I know it's wrong, but it tastes great.
I am stuck. I cannot get my head out of the idea of dissecting out the center layers of the cinnamon roll and using the outer layer and then filling that
cream cheese
Or like cheesecake.
Yeah.
Do a ring of cinnamon roll and a ring of cheesecake and maybe like a ring of carrot cake or something.
Oh my God.
And then ice it and top it with chocolate or whatever.
Are we high?
Because we're hungry. I think that's part
of
the problem.
I'm really hungry right now.
I like the idea of the coffee because again, that cinnamon roll is so sweet and coffee's got a lot of acid in it. So that'll offset it. But like, so now my brain goes to cocktails. Like we do Kahlua and cream as a cocktail. And so you could do a cream cheese frosting on top of that. Do you like a coffee syrup?
Yeah. I don't like coffee at all.
Oh,
but
I would love that.
Yeah. Oreos crushed up with a little drizzle of chocolate syrup.
Okay.
I like this one a lot. I know it's not everybody's favorite, but I like Fruity Pebbles a lot. 9874 says, top mine with Fruity Pebbles, makes it crunchy.
That's
and
smart.
Sweet. Yeah.
I don't eat cereal, but that's smart. What other cereals would work? Keep in mind, we have an ice cream that is famous because it's based on cereal milk.
Yeah.
The flavor of your milk after the cereal is gone.
Oh, right. The Cinnamon Toast Crunch milk.
Well, Milk Bar is a restaurant. In fact, that's a restaurant in New York, and they have cereal milk ice cream.
Oh, really?
That's really, yeah. And you can get a version of it here.
Did Shadow have something? It was think it was like Fruity Pebbles, or it was supposed to taste like Fruity Pebbles milk.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch is a really good idea.
Yes.
For topping your cinnamon roll.
It's
that's
almost too much
brilliant.
Cinnamon, but yeah. Yeah.
That's great.
But it would just fit in.
Maybe a little blueberry drizzle or something on top.
Fruit Loops would work too, because the crunch, I mean, it's pretty much the same as Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah, I don't know my cereals well
How
enough,
can I add nutmeg to this?
Who's stopping
pumpkin?
You, buddy?
Dude, pumpkin! Why did you not immediately say, like, pumpkin pie on
pumpkin
top of
spice.
My cinnamon
well,
roll?
Yeah, I mean, especially if it's warm. I feel like whatever you add on top, I feel like it needs to be warm. The cinnamon roll is going to be warm. I want something that I can add that's warm on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, guys, calm down. 5510, a fried egg right on top. You're just messing with us.
Yeah.
An egg on top of a cinnamon roll.
That's so gross.
I mean, there's a great chain of burger places in New York City called Black Iron.
Okay.
And it's my favorite burger place in the country that I've ever been to. And they have a burger that has an egg in it.
Mm-hmm.
And the yolk is just a little bit runny, but it's like just the perfect amount of runniness. I don't like a real runny yolk. It's so good. But on a cinnamon roll, no.
I don't think a runny egg belongs on everything, so.
Pour a shot of Fireball whiskey over it.
Go on. Oh, you could flambé it.
That's what 8810 said. Just pour a shot of Fireball whiskey over it.
Flambé it.
Yeah.
Do like, what is that, Bananas Foster, where they flambé it?
Yep.
Do that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Cherry's Jubilee.
Yeah. Is that flambéed also?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Can we open one of these?
We don't need their permission.
You and I could.
Yeah, let's just open up a cinnamon.
Just call it something else. Cinna.
How about we're rolling? There you go.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Yeah, like gooey butter cake.
Yeah.
Would be great.
Mm-hmm. Right next to the THC store.
Oh, we need. Where is there a Kratom store? How does that affect your appetite? Get one of those. Okay, I'm running low on, okay, that's on suggestions. That's okay.
I think we did a good job making suggestions for them. I need to get off. I'm on the website with the 52 most popular desserts in the country, and I need to close this out because that's going crazy. Okay. Kansas City Reddit had this morning. Australian here, they said, our version of Burger King just released a Kansas City Whopper. Does this look accurate to you, and have you had a burger like this? In answer to the second question, no, we've never had a burger like this. I do find this stuff fascinating, like how different countries Americanize their stuff.
Yep.
So this has got the beef patty topped with melted cheese, double bacon, Kansas City sauce, which is barbecue sauce, onion, crispy slaw, ranch sauce, because of course, and mayo on a toasted sesame seed bun. And it is about 6 inches high.
Yeah.
Topped with stuff.
I
don't need the mayo.
I don't need the mayo or the ranch.
I agree with that. Or
like,
the onion.
That, and I'm like, this sounds pretty good.
I don't need the onion.
I like crispy onions. I'm interested what crispy slaw tastes like. I don't know what that
is. Just slaw that hasn't been drenched in stuff, probably.
So, you know.
Trying to find it, because I know Burger King did this before.
Okay.
But not in Australia. They did it in England,
okay,
I believe.
There's no actual barbecue on this burger. There's no pork. There's no shredded anything on this burger, which I think is odd. Like they put bacon and cheese, but not the other stuff.
So it is interesting seeing what they think of us.
Mm-hmm.
That they think you could just put a bunch of garbage on top.
Put barbecue sauce on it.
So long as you put barbecue sauce on it. Oh, that's a Kansas City burger, isn't it? No, it's not. Why? Mm-hmm. If you're having barbecue sauce, why do you have ranch too?
That's a good point.
What are you doing?
We don't do those two things together usually.
Double bacon, fine. But Aussie beef, whatever that is.
They're known for, they have cows.
Okay.
They have plenty of room.
We don't use Aussie beef in Kansas City though. That's kind of a hallmark. Coleslaw. No.
Well, but there's a version. Is it the North Carolina barbecue has the slaw on it?
Yeah.
Not us.
North Carolina?
Not us.
Not us. Onion. Yeah. I'm sorry. It's ranch sauce and mayonnaise.
Yeah.
And barbecue sauce.
Get rid of the mayo. That has no place here.
Are you trying to induce vomiting?
So what should it be? If Burger King were to come out with a true Kansas City version of a Whopper, what's going on that day? You got to start with the beef patty.
Yeah, that's almost immediately disqualifier because you'd have to have brisket.
Okay, what's wrong with that? Why can't you have brisket on top?
You get a brisket on top of a patty?
Why not?
Okay, I guess that seems like a lot.
Do your coleslaw in between.
You don't need the coleslaw.
I feel like you gotta have something crunchy. You gotta have vegetable in there somewhere.
Okay, what vegetable? Okra, fried okra.
What's wrong with coleslaw?
Coleslaw isn't a Kansas City thing, and also it's gross. I don't like coleslaw.
Oh, that's the big reason.
We've established this. Yeah.
Yeah.
You could have a nice broccoli slaw.
Is it okay? I'm okay with that.
It's
okay.
It's onion crunchier.
Rings. Let's do onion rings on it.
Okay. Yes, onion rings
in between
on top of a brisket. On top of a Whopper patty, and then you can put whatever vegetables
sauce.
You want.
Then you need sauce.
Yeah, you can put whatever vegetables you want on the side and throw them away.
French fries if you want.
Yeah, all the way on the side in the trash
fries
can.
In there.
Yeah,
I'm trying to figure out what the I can't get the calorie count on this. I'm having a hard time with the converter.
It doesn't look great.
It's 4,000.
4,000?
No, that's not calories. I can't do the math.
Okay.
Do they not use calories there?
This is not in calories. This is KJ, and you have to convert kilojoules.
Kilojoules?
Stupid.
That's what it
metric
is.
Metric system.
To calories.
They don't use calories?
It's 3,000 kilojoules.
Okay.
And I don't know.
We need this in Bald Eagle and Freedom units.
I'm having a hard time with the... is there not just an online calculator that lets me do this?
Kilojoules. It is 717.
Thank you.
Yeah,
calories. Is that more than a regular Whopper? I think that's, but not by a lot.
It seems
regular
like it'd
Whoppers,
be right there. Yeah, yeah.
That's not that bad.
Ugh. I mean, okay. I guess it could be worse. It could be worse. They put like a bullet casing in there or something.
like what's your New York? If they were going to do a New York version of a Whopper, then what are they doing on just a slice of thin pizza on it?
With a rat on top of it? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Pepperoni?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like New Orleans could do a good, you could do New a Orleans, good New you Orleans could do. Burger.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think you could get away with really spicy. Using like, Cajun seasoning.
Oh, yeah.
Like you made your burger. You literally sausage. Have the same burger, but instead of using whatever, I don't know. I don't like Burger King. I can't stand the smell of Burger King.
I don't like Burger King. Burger King makes me sick. Like
the flame original boiled chicken burgers. Sandwich.
I don't think they taste that bad. I just get really bad indigestion every time I go to Burger King.
The original chicken sandwich is my stress eating food. That's that's like glorious. That's magical.
I like the rant or the wraps that they have. Like if we're on vacation, mm-hmm. we stop at a Burger King.
But you could do shrimp and sausage, and that's your Louisiana.
Yeah,
that's
if your you New have Orleans to make burger. Louisiana, you just make it's spicy. That's all you have to do is throw it spicy. It's our Louisiana version of it. Yeah. 913-586-7798. We keeping food news going or are we moving on?
I mean, what else would make us as happy as this?
Nothing else. All right. then moving on.
I'm looking at what's on there. Yeah. Let's do emotional support alligator.
Fantastic.
We got two alligator stories.
We did two. The food news stories, now we're going to do two alligator stories. That's coming up on midday.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right. I'm not even going to ask. Do I ask about the song? No, I'm going to ask.
It's fine.
We have two alligator stories. One of them is out of Florida. I think the other one's out of Pennsylvania. We'll do the Florida one first because why not? You know, you'll do anything for your pet, right?
Mm-hmm.
She is from Land O'Lakes. Her name is Danny Wright. She and her 4-month-old little puppy Dax. I don't want to say the name of that dog. I don't want to say that kind of dog because I don't trust myself to not slip on
it's a Shih Tzu.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Because I was going to skip it.
Tzu. Yeah.
Because Quentin doesn't have the money sitting around to pay to the FCC. Okay. So Danny and Dax were walking along a stagnant creek behind her house when a 5-foot alligator struck. She said, I turned and I looked and an alligator had him, the little dog. The alligator's front teeth were through my dog's collar. The alligator started dragging Dax into the water, and so she fought back. How old is this woman? How old is this woman? Is she? Do we have any idea?
I don't know.
Because you picture like this, like tough, older, you know.
Yeah.
She said, "I punched him, the alligator. I punched and I punched and I punched him, and I punched him in the eye enough that he kind of let him go. He unclamped a little. I pulled it off. I pulled the clamp off, but his teeth dragged down my arm."
Oh my God.
She was able to flip the alligator onto its back, and that allowed her and Dax to run away into the house. The state got there and took care of the alligator.
She recorded video of the gator lurking behind her home after the attack, which is just like, give up, buddy. You lost this one.
Yeah.
Just go somewhere else. And no. I'm going to get you eventually.
Does Florida Fish and Wildlife do the same thing with alligators that like other states do with bears? If bears go in like places they're not supposed to be, they'll either relocate them or euthanize them. Does Florida do that?
But they're an endangered species. I don't know if that qualifies
alligators
for all
bears.
Yeah. I don't know if that is the same for... Because there's been a push to get them off the endangered species list because of things like this.
Okay.
When I lived in Gainesville, Florida... There was a story about a guy. I mean, it wasn't a story. It was a real thing that happened. But people told me because I was like worried about alligators. And they're like, oh, no, there's only been like one alligator attack. And it was on 9/11 in 2001.
Wow.
The guy watched the news and then went outside with his dog. The dog ran up to a pond. An alligator got the guy's dog. And then the guy went to save his dog. And the alligator bit him and pulled him underwater and killed him. It's a horrible story, but it's also like his family has to be like, yeah, my dad died on 9/11.
Yeah.
Too. But in regards to this story, I know my instinct would be to save my dog.
Yeah. And she is a professional dog sitter.
Okay.
So that probably helps.
But I don't know that I have it in me to fight that hard to save the dog.
She is a former college rugby player.
Okay, never
from
mind.
Massachusetts. She is 53. Oh,
she's from friggin' Massachusetts there.
She shifted into combat mode. I punched it, I elbowed it, I kicked it, I kneed it.
Okay, yeah.
And then I got it over onto its back.
Depends on where she's from in Massachusetts, but if she's Southie, if she's from Dorchester, then yeah, I could see that. No alligator's gonna mess with that woman.
She was covered in moss and blood.
Okay.
After... I was looking to see what they did with the alligator, but it doesn't. It just says they removed it, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think they kill them. I think you. I don't think you can.
They had a cookout. That's what they did.
Have you ever eaten alligator?
I have. Either of
you? I have too.
Yeah,
it's not great.
Fine.
Yeah,
it's chewy and
it's kind of gristly. I didn't like it.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's one of the like weird foods that I've eaten in my life.
Mm.
Yeah. It's usually deep fried because that's the best thing to do with it.
I will. I would like to think that I would save my dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
I don't know that I could.
Am I punching an alligator?
I don't know.
Am I kneeing and elbowing the eye of an alligator?
I honestly wonder if at one point I would go, he's 10. He's had a good life.
Well, this one was only 4 months old.
Yeah.
This is a puppy.
Right. I'm trying to think of my dog.
Yeah.
Because my dog also probably would have been barking and antagonizing that alligator before it bit him.
Idiot,
you have this coming.
Do they move faster than I think? Why do I think alligators are slow?
Alligators can be they're fast on land and I guess in water.
Okay.
Their strength is obviously in their jaws. That you if you want to outrun one, you run in zigzag because they don't run. They can only run straight.
Oh, that's good information.
Yeah.
In case I ever end up in that situation, you never know.
Lived in Gainesville right next to a preserve where you could see the alligators.
Huh. Yeah. Okay. Well, she won and the dog is fine.
There you go.
Maybe she watched Happy Gilmore and she's like, oh, I can do this.
I think she relied on her rugby days and said, I'm a lot bigger and stronger than this alligator.
Took Chubb's hand.
Okay. Then we go to NBC News. A Western Pennsylvania man and his emotional support alligator took a shopping cart spin around the local Walmart where he claims they have never had a problem until this most recent trip in which he was told to stay away. This alligator is cute. It's got a sweater on. It looks like it's smiling.
I hate the fact that this thing is so cute.
Yes, it is 5 feet long and 32 pounds. Yeah. It is not huge.
So it's the same size as the one that attacked that woman's dog.
Yes, yeah. And kind of looks the same. Like it kind of looks like it would be the same size.
Yeah.
Wesley Silva is 60. He and the reptile named whatever. I can't. Jinsa Jin Oshi? Jin,
sure.
Jay. Reptile named Jay. went to the Walmart in West Brownsville. He pushed the alligator around in a shopping cart as the alligator was wearing a dress. Before concerns about the recent visit were raised, he insisted he and the alligator had nothing but praise. We've been going to that Walmart for 3.5 years, and normally people say, hey, that's pretty cool. Awesome that you have a pet alligator, man.
Yeah, right.
But no, they said, yeah. Don't do this anymore. We care about the safety of our customers.
Jamie, you see a guy with an alligator in a dress at Walmart.
I think that's ending my trip for the day.
Are you going up to him and be like, hey, that's horrible. You shouldn't have that in here. Get that. Or are you going, I'm leaving. Yeah. I'm getting out of the store as quickly as possible.
Yes. And yes. Not spending
exactly
any money here.
You're doing.
Of course, it had to be a Walmart. This could not happen at any other store or restaurant.
He wouldn't get through the door at Target.
You wouldn't get Target, Kohl's, I don't care. Yeah. Nothing.
Guys,
it had
Walmart.
To be a Walmart.
Yeah.
He's a father of five.
Uh-huh.
He's a pastor at a Baptist church and a Brethren church. He said in the Bible, God talks about us having dominion over animals, and I developed an affinity for the reptiles. I find them very soothing. He said his reptile, he has quite the collection, not just alligators. He said it started 3 years ago when his daughter wanted a snake. He said, I held it one night and I just started bonding with it while holding it. And finally, she gave me an ultimatum. Dad, you really need to get your own snake. The alligator came from a neighbor who couldn't care for it anymore. Why do neighbors in Pennsylvania have alligators as pets? That would be a Florida thing.
Right. Well, you wouldn't necessarily have them voluntarily, but yeah, that would be I don't know. I also know that while God did say you have dominion over the animals, he didn't say you can bring them into the Walmart. He didn't say and take them with you. And they're all pets.
Yeah.
It just meant no, we are Lord and master over them. So it's no, don't dress them up and take them. Does the dressing it up make it worse or better? I mean, it makes it cuter, but it also makes him seem more insane.
It does make him seem, he's trying to make the alligator seem more legit as a pet, as an emotional, why does he need it for emotional support?
I don't know.
He didn't say
He said it's calming to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Walmart, I don't know why he got away with this for so long, but Walmart was not happy. This alligator has a good life, spends much of her days in a pool outside. And nights in a bathtub of water.
All right. 913-586-7798. Just text in right now real quick at the end of the show. This is the weirdest pet you or anyone you know has ever had. 913-586-7798. We'll do that coming up in just a few minutes on Midday. Oh, my God, no.
Okay, here's a tease for tomorrow. here's something we're going to talk about tomorrow because we don't have time today.
Yes.
I love the Toy Hall of Fame. In Rochester, New York.
Yeah,
the nominees have been announced. The finalists for this year. They just announced them.
Okay, so we said tomorrow for the list, we were going to do movie snacks. Do you want to change it to toys?
Let's talk about it and see.
Yeah.
So we'll because I get into this story a lot. I like the story every year.
Yeah, me too.
We always have them on. They always come on with us. The National Toy Hall of Fame.
Okay, we can wait on it then.
So
if we can get them on, then we can
either do it as a list tomorrow or when the winners are announced.
Let's do it then.
In November.
Let's do it then.
It's so cool.
And November would be good too, because that'd be going into Christmas and everything too. So
interesting.
Tomorrow, the list will be best movie snacks. We'll get your nominations for that at noon. We were asking for the weirdest pet you or anyone you know has ever owned. From the text line, 4417 said we had a crow that would mimic the microwave beep. It drove us insane. Crows apparently are really smart. And there's stories about people befriending crows, and the crows will bring them gifts.
Uh-huh.
And like because they would eat McDonald's every day, and then they would drop fries for the crows, and the crows started like giving them stuff back.
Mm-hmm.
Weird. High school buddy kept an axolotl.
In what?
An axolotl in a tank, he said.
Those are adorable.
Those are really cute. They just have big, goofy faces. Like they're a lizard thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They live in water.
They're in a Minecraft update, right?
Yeah.
They look like Pokemon. My dad raised crayfish in the bathtub. Is that the same as crawfish?
Yeah.
Okay. In the bathtub.
Are they the
bathtub?
Same? Are crayfish and crawfish the same?
I don't know.
I think it's a caramel caramel situation.
Yeah. Roommate brought home a baby goat from 9982. Landlord didn't think it was as cute as we did. People do love goats.
That's what we went early when you started the show. What was I going to get? Not a goat. Remember, we had a long discussion about.
We did. I thought it was a goat.
Was it a goat?
I think
to like mow your grass, right?
Yeah.
I thought it was something more creative than that. That had a funny name. Mm. Not a moose, but like something that sounded like moose.
And Waldo.
My neighbors would love me. Oh my gosh. I would be, thank God we don't have an HOA. Yeah. I would be the favorite.
You already basically have foxes.
I have foxes. Yeah. We have foxes in the neighborhood
all the
time.
Moose are the last North American megafauna. That's right. It's the only thing I know about moose.
What's North American what?
Megafauna.
Why are there so many words today that I feel like I don't know the definition of?
And finally, we had a pet pig named Kevin Bacon.
That's cute.
By the way, every person who's ever owned a pig has named it Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
Get a different name. How about Sir Francis Bacon? All right. Sorry, Jeff and Tonganoxie. He was on hold. He said he had a duck. That would have been fun,
cute.
Too.
Yeah.
Dana and Parks is up next. We will see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Love you guys. Bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.